The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, in the downtown San Francisco studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Great to have you with us as we bring this show to you each and every week at this time. Lots of ways of getting in and talking about video games, and that's the gist of this show. I'm a gamer just like you. I don't design them. I don't make them. I don't promote them. I just tell you what I like and what I don't like. I judge video games basically on one criterion, and that is it fun? If it's fun, we'll play it. If it's not, we won't. And I want to hear from you. We all have our own cup of tea. So what's good? What's bad? What's ugly? What are you looking forward to? Underhyped, overhyped, bargain bin, worth every cent? Tell me at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Yes, it's about video games, 1-800-878-7529. That'll get you in and get you heard wherever you might happen to be listening. And many places that might be. First of all, terrestrial, nice to have you with us. Extraterrestrial.
Elliot.
And the American Forces Radio Network. How about AFN? I'm an FAN of the military. 177 countries. We know the troops love the video games. It's a nice release. It's a nice break. And I hope you're doing home. Hope to see you at home very soon because you're doing a great job. We are on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, Twitch, twitch.tv. There I am talking into a mic. It's fascinating video on Twitch. Also, don't forget that you can listen to the show on your TV set, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network on your cable providers there as well. Also, if you want to listen through the website, sportsbyline.com, you can go there, click listen live. We're also on SB Nation Radio, so go to sbnationlive.com. And to all my friends, it's great to be back on Sirius again on the Dan Patrick channel. A little respite as we talk about video games, not just sports video games, all video games. I'll give away a brand new game at 40 after the hour. I'll let you know what's new coming out this week and a cheat code at the end of the show. So we'll do all that. Get on in. 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. A little Port Town there, cover F-Zero. Back in the days of Super Nintendo. It's a great band. I believe they're out of Brazil, called the Mini Bosses, that do some great covers of Mega Man 2, some of the fantastic music that's out there. Rick Tittle with you. 1-800-878-PLAY on the Video Game Review. As I said, we'll give away a brand new game at 40 after, as we always do. No interviews today, so that means we're wide open. We'll get right back to the sports talk here coming up in about 45 minutes on whatever network you're listening to. It's predominantly sports talk networks. Congratulations to San Francisco at Kansas City as those two franchises will head to Super Bowl 54 in Miami. And, of course, the Chiefs have not been since Super Bowl 4. So a good half century for them. Wherever you are listening, though, talking a little video games. And out here in the Bay Area, this weekend, we had Joe Biden taking another bite into Silicon Valley when it comes to video games. And this show is apolitical. All my shows are apolitical. I think if you listen to me long enough, I might let a thing here slip there or here. But I realize that no one is tuning on any of my shows to hear me rant and rave about anything except what I'm covering, be it sports or video games. But one thing that I have always said, regardless of what political affiliation anybody's with, I'm always on video game side when they get blamed for violence in this country or something. So just as a little background, when Biden was vice president in 2013, he tried to get violent video games taxed. Now, he was unsuccessful with that because he thought violent video games were contributing to the downfall of society and our children. But if you go back 2 years before that, there was a Supreme Court case that started in California and then went to the Supreme Court, and it was finally decided 6 years later in 2011, and it was the late Justice Antonin Scalia who said, and it just real quick, he said, the most basic principle that government lacks the power to restrict expression because of its message, ideas, subject matter, or content is subject to a few limited exceptions for historically unprotected speech, such as obscenity, incitement, and fighting words. But a legislature cannot create new categories of unprotected speech simply by weighing the value of a particular category against its social costs and then punishing it if it fails the test. And I like just to end it. He said, reading Dante is unquestionably more cultured and intellectually edifying than playing Mortal Kombat, but these cultural and intellectual differences are not constitutional ones. And then Justice Samuel Alito said, for better or worse, our society has long regarded many depictions of killing and maiming as suitable features of popular entertainment, including entertainment that is widely available to minors. So the decision was passed 7-2 with just Justices Clarence Thomas and Stephen Breyer filing dissenting opinions. And Breyer said, why are the words kill, maim, and dismember any more difficult to understand than the word nudity? So, listen, you get into the puritanical values of that when it comes back to it. But anyway, so that's just a little basis Vice President Biden, who, of course, is now running for president. But this was just happened this weekend as he was in Silicon Valley. But he was talking to the New York Times. And just to paraphrase, Biden was saying, I got criticism for meeting with the leaders of Silicon Valley when I was trying to work out an agreement dealing with them protecting intellectual property for the artists in the United States of America. And at one point, one of the little creeps sitting around that table who was close to a billionaire who told me he was an artist because he was able to come up with games to teach you how to kill people. So obviously whoever that was being very sassy. Not that politicians aren't being sassy as well. So the interviewer with the Times said, are you referring to video games? And Biden said, yeah, video games. And I was lectured by one of the senior leaders there that by saying if I insisted on what they put together and what we were, I thought that they were going to fully support and they would blow up the network, figuratively speaking, and have everybody contact and they get out and go out and just contact the switchboard and just blow it up. Okay. Well, Biden did recall that some of the Silicon people he was meeting with described them as the economic engine of America, and he took exception with that. He hated hearing that. He said, as I added up the seven outfits, everyone's there but Microsoft, I said, you have fewer people on your payroll than all the losses that General Motors just faced in the last quarter of employees. So don't lecture me on how you've created all this employment. The point is there's an arrogance about it, an overwhelming arrogance, end quote. That was Biden referencing the idea that Silicon Valley was bolstering the economy. Well, employee-wise, he's right, but economically, he's wrong because they do bolster it. And if you look at Apple as the first trillion-dollar company, they've just completed building a little spaceship donut building down there, a friend who works down there in Cupertino. And you think about the gross national product of the state of California, were it a sovereign state, it would be top 10 on the face of the earth. Some people say top 5. There is a lot of money going in. There's no doubt about it. But Kotaku decided, which I thought was interesting, and this came out this weekend, that they were going to try to figure out who he was calling a creep. It's like, who was the one that could have been the creep? And so they say, now this is just speculation from Kotaku.com, but they said it was either Mark Pincus, who founded Zynga. And by the way, I was a guest over at Zynga earlier, well, I guess it was last year now, in 2019 in the summer. And they're downtown San Francisco. They've got a very nice building. Or he was talking about John Richetiello, who at the time was EA's CEO. And if you think about, the violent video games coming out of EA, maybe he was against that. I don't know who it was. But the fact is that they think Kotaku thinks maybe it's one of those guys. But then again, Mike Capps was there from Epic Games. Robert Altman, not the director, but Bethesda, technically ZeniMax, because they were there and they're the parent company of Bethesda. And also Patrick Vance is from the ESRB, the Entertainment Software Ratings Board. But some little creep. This is the thing. I remember Biden came out with his No Malarkey campaign, and I thought, I don't know if you're going to relate to millennials. They don't like, I was born in 1965, and my generation doesn't say malarkey. But once again, my point is, when politicians, and bless their hearts, one way or the other, whoever you want to vote for, I don't care, it's your right, you can do what you want. But when they start talking about things of which they have absolutely no concept of, like sports. Remember, Ted Kennedy said he wanted to thank Mike McGuire and Sammy Sosa for the home run contest, getting baseball back on its feet. And I thought, you think he'd at least get the Irish guy's name right. Mike McGuire. So they don't know if a football's blown up or stuff, what have you. They don't have to all the time. They got bigger fish to fry. I know that. But it's just, once again, here it is this weekend talking about video games. And, you know, if you would just say, you know what, you can say, I'm not a big video game guy. I don't think they're good for society, but whatever. But then again, just say, oh, you point your finger there, point your finger there, blame this, blame that. I ain't buying it. Come on back.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Coming up in the next segment, I will give away a brand new game. And all you got to do to win it is just be the second correct emailer, rick@sportsbyline.com. I've been doing this show over 15 years, and for at least the first 10, we took calls. And sometimes it would get confusing, or I don't know, it was a situation with some bad blood from some caller who thought he called first. I go, you know what, let's just email it. And then there were a few times, too, where no one would get the answer right, and then I gave it to somebody who had a wrong answer, and then somebody said I had the right answer, but he didn't answer the phone. I'm like, all right, I don't want to make anybody mad at me. I'm just trying to give away a game. I'm not trying to be Alex Trebek. I'm not trying to be cute. I think when I first started the show, I actually asked real live trivia questions that you had to have a pretty deep knowledge of video games or that specific game to get. And then I would get no correct answer. So now I just ask really stupid questions. They're not trick questions. Like if I say, what's the only month that ends in November? It's not December. All right. And the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. And also at the end of the show, I like doing a little research and finding some cheat codes for people for older games. You know, just a little bit older. That's all. What have you been playing this weekend? I have been absolutely enraptured with Call of Duty Modern Warfare on my PS4 and looking really good on my QLED 55-inch here. I like it so far. Knock on wood, it's doing all right. And I just today became a 5-star general in Season 1, so level 151. I can take it to 155, and then it's going to stop, and it's going to reset in about 26 days, 25 days. And then it'll kick me back down to, what is it, kick you to 55, I think? Yeah, 55, then you got to get up. Because I remember I was at 86, and they kicked me to 55. And I thought I was going back in time in those days when your memory card got burned. What I would love to hear from you, by the way, 1-800-878-PLAY, wherever you're listening around the world, or SB Nation, Sports Byline, or the Dan Patrick Channel on Sirius, what was the case when you completely ruined your memory card and you felt like shoving your head through the TV set? Because two examples come to mind. Now, one of them came before memory cards, and this goes back to the NES, and there was a game called Mylon's Secret Castle. And Mylon's Secret Castle, if you held left and hit A, you could restart at the level you stopped at. And you'd say, that was a thing? Yeah, otherwise you had to start all the way over at the beginning. And you only had like 2 hit points and 1 life. You know, it was hard. Now, when you got to a new level, you started with your 2 hit points again. Very difficult game. And I remember one time I was into it about, I don't know, it maybe at least 4 or 5, 6 hours. And I guess I didn't hold down left hard enough, and it put me at the very, very beginning of the game. And then, so the next day, I played it again. I got to the end, and there was a skeleton of a pterodactyl, and I fought it, and I fought it, and it was showing damage. It would light up when I hit it with the bubbles. You'd throw bubbles on it. I know. It was weird. And I just couldn't kill the thing. And I was Hudson Soft, and they had an office over here on the peninsula, and I'm in San Francisco, so just south of me. And it said, do you need any questions, call the line. And I called this guy's line. It was a 415 number. I know this is so 1989. And I said, there's this guy like eating a bowl of cereal. And he had like a thick accent. And I won't do the accent because that's now non-PC or racist or whatever. I don't want to offend anyone. I'll just do my regular voice, which is offensive enough, hardy har. And I said, it's like he was eating a bowl of cereal. He was like, yeah. Am I playing Mylon's Secret Castle? Yeah. I'm at the end. I can't kill the pterodactyl, the dinosaur. Yeah, you throw bubbles on it. I did. I fought it for 45 minutes, and it never died. He goes, you just got to keep going, man. I'm like, are you serious? Yeah. You're serious? Yep. Just keep dumping bubbles on him, man. Get up high, throw the bubbles down on him. I go, I did that forever. He goes, well, you didn't do it long enough. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And so he was right. So then I did it again. I got all the way into the game, and I fought him for like 50 minutes. And I did kill him. But can you imagine that? There was a day where there was a phone number on a video game box and you could just call up and there would be a guy in his house. It wasn't even like some massive server helpline or, you know, they outsourced it to India or somewhere else. And it's just, I don't know. That one hurt. But the one that really was the punch in the stomach, because I never went back. We broke up, was Wind Waker. Wind Waker, by far my favorite game on the GameCube, and a game that was really, I remember somebody asked me if I could do a game, what could it be, and I said it would be cool if you could have like a sailing game where you went island to island, but it didn't take forever to get to each island, but each island was unique and different challenges, and that was Wind Waker. And Wind Waker had a cool map, and you could drop anchor and find treasure, and it was cel-shaded, and you're like, wow, Link looks like a little cartoon character. This is going to be lame, and it was anything but. It was the antithesis of lame. It was an amazing game, and the GameCube had a little memory card. And remember Mad Catz and other knockoff companies that would sell you a memory card? Like, I remember the original PlayStation, you got like 15 memory slots, and you could buy a big one that had 30. And the Sony one was like $20, but the Mad Catz one was like $7.99 and twice as big. Like, why would I buy the Nintendo one or the Sony one? Oh, yeah. And so Wind Waker, I put in, I had the whole map stretched over a table in front of my TV. And I was about, I don't want to say almost done, but at least 80% done with that game. And it was months of adventuring. And I turned it on, and I put, you know, the memory card never came out. It always stayed in. Now, there are ways you can fry it with power surges or pulling it out while you're playing or while it's recording something on it, storing data on the chip. This time, I actually just turned on the GameCube. Had Wind Waker in there, the little disc, and they're like, yeah, welcome to Wind Waker. Let's get started. And I'm like, no. Now, I got 80 hours into this thing. I'm 80% done or whatever it was. And they're like, welcome to Wind Waker. We have no record of you. And I took the card out, and I blew air into it. And then I performed voodoo rituals. I don't know what I did. I did a rain dance around it. I did everything I could. I shook it. You shook me all night long, and it was gone. It just wasn't there. And then I thought, who came in here and erased it? What person? First of all, I need someone in my life that hates me that bad. Then I need someone to gain access to my house and then to go in and then turn it on and then delete my files and leave everything as is and then sneak back out again. And I realized the chances of that were about less than 1 in 1 million. And it just, what happened was that it had just died. It died on the disc or on the memory card. And so, you know, there was a King Tut. By the way, I had a whole segment planned here, and I'm going tangent here. This is live radio for you. But I had this whole rigmarole for like this King Tut type of game that was on the NES. And you could put in a code to keep where you were. I thought, wow, this is before battery backup. How can they do that? Doesn't the battery go dead? You know, when you grow up in a time with every flashlight lasts 2 hours, that's basically what I was raised in. If you turn on a flashlight, 2 hours later, the batteries were dead. And that was basically anything else you had outside of a transistor radio with a 9-volt. Maybe you could make that last a year if you were lucky. How could they do that? It's a lithium battery, and if you look at it, it'll kill you. It's like looking into the eyes of the sun. Like, oh, all right, sorry. But this code, it was really cool, but it was about an 80-stroke code, upper and lower. And to write it down, I remember I had these notes. It was like almost like a journal of wingdings as I wrote down all these codes over and over again. That's why the Game Genie, when it came out, was so genius, to just sort of cheat your way through games. And I've said this once, because sometimes people are kind of taken aback, like, Rick, you love video games. You're okay with cheating. I'm not okay with cheating if it's a competition. You know, like the Olympics, right? If you're playing against someone else and you've created an unfair advantage, I don't think that's an honorable way to play in a competition. But if you're playing by yourself, who cares? It's entertainment. And think about that ledge you can't get to, or that, you know, whatever it is, that gun you'll never reach, or that mountaintop you'll never get to. You put in a code and now you're standing on top of the mountain. Why wouldn't you do that? Bless the cheats. I love cheats. As I said, as long as you're not playing against someone else. And if you are, you can just admit it, turn cheats on, do a mod or something like that. All right. When we come back, we'll give away a brand new game. I'll also let you know what's new this week. And the lines are open, 1-800-878-PLAY.
Not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. MoneyASAP.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.MoneyASAP.com. That's MoneyASAP.com. MoneyASAP.com.
At Booking.com, our search filters make it easy to book the perfect place to stay to check off any New Year's resolution. Want to be more active this year? Book a resort with a fitness center at Booking.com. Check. Want to shorten your commute? Book a ski lodge right by the lifts at Booking.com. Check. Or do you want to worry less in 2020? Then book a vacation home with a relaxing hot tub. Check. At Booking.com, there's a booking for every resolution. Download the app and book now.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. That's 800-720-5971.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the product they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
The Video Game Review.
A little Altered Beast for you. What you got? Hey, it's Rick Tittle on the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us. It's 40 after. It's time to give away a brand new game. And use the email address rick@sportsbyline to win the second correct answer and wins the game. Also, I'll let you know this segment, what's new this week. And we're getting back into the swing of things as the holidays have concluded. People are going back to work. Now, this is a three-day weekend. But still, we will have a happy Martin Luther King Day to those of you who are already past midnight. But the game I'm giving away, remember, win it by just writing me the answer at rick@sportsbyline.com. Easy questions and easy answers. I have Starwise. That must not be a bad name. Starwise. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Yes. PS4, Xbox One, and PC. I have it here for the PS4. It is published by EA Sports in the game. By EA, developed by Respawn Entertainment, rated T for teen. And my question is this a Star Wars game or is this a game about volleyball? This might be the easiest question I've ever asked in the history of the show. Star Wars Fallen Jedi. Star Wars Fallen... Man, I can't talk. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. This is proof it's live, by the way. Do you tape that? If I did, I would have cut that out. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Is it a Star Wars game or a game about volleyball? Let me know. rick@sportsbyline.com. And this is... you know, you're a student of the Force. You're not a master. You got to learn how to use the lightsaber. And there's a little, maybe too much of the old Naughty Dog stuff where you're actually watching, but there is enough in this game to make it sound great, sound like a Star Wars game. We know the sounds of Star Wars, right? R2-D2, 3PO, all that. A great discovery of journey, open-ended adventure, great amount of detail, very good slick running, jumping, double jumping, lightsaber combat is great as well, and it takes you to a lot of new places, and it's really, you know, if you think about Rebels and Resistance TV show, it kind of goes hand in hand. It is a very well-received game. And as I said, just let me know whether it's a Star Wars game or a volleyball game. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, PS4, Xbox One, PC, Respawn Entertainment, published by Electronic Arts. All right, one quick note. Somebody wrote this to me. Well, somebody is Tim. He said, did you hear about the passenger at the airport? That was me, wink. I believe what Tim's talking about here, and I don't believe it's him, and it's like that's what the wink is about, but a passenger was waiting for his flight at the airport in Portland, Oregon. And he plugged in his PS4, and then he plugged it into an airport monitor. Not departures and arrivals. Those are the ones where the monitors are turned on their side anyway, lengthwise, so you get more script. It was apparently on a monitor that was a map of the airport. And so someone said, you can't use this. And he goes, let me just finish the game. And they said, you can't finish the game. And the guy was very polite. And he said, okay, I'm really sorry. And KXL AM said that an airport spokesman named Kara Simon said, apparently it was a very polite and cordial interaction, a good reminder of what not to do at the airport. Okay. That's the thing. You see all these monitors. You're like, no one cares about that one, right? You don't need that map to the airport. It would make a bad precedent, I would probably say. Also, this came out this weekend. There was some news as I was reading a Business Insider article about Google Stadia. And remember, 2 months ago, Google went live with Google Stadia, and if you don't know what that is, it's a streaming service kind of like Netflix for video games. No console required, right? And it was last spring, it was February actually, 11 months ago, that they're out here at the Game Developers Conference, and they didn't have a controller yet, but they were still, you know, in its beta stage. But apparently, according to Business Insider, some of the early adopters of Stadia, as they put it, are, quote, starting to revolt. And if you look at the Stadia subreddit community, there's ample evidence. One user said, I've lost a lot of the excitement I had for the service. I'm not really excited because there simply doesn't seem to be anything to be excited about anymore. Another one said, I feel like it's died already. For anyone that's been around for a new gaming console coming out, it's crazy for the first year of it coming out. Huge lineup of games constantly being thrown out. This feature, that feature, all being announced. So much fun. Here I am trying to enjoy and justify the $130 I spent on this, and I just can't at this point because we got tricked into being beta testers, and it makes me mad. So what does Google say about it? Google has gone radio silent. No word on when these promised features or these big ticket names are actually going to be coming out. And by the way, the controller looks really cool. It looks like half DualShock 4 and half Xbox controller. If you had to pick, I'd probably say more, more PS4. But as I said, it is a digital storefront. It's run by Google, and you can buy your games there. But you do have to pay $130 if you want the Premier Edition now. That comes with one gamepad, the Chromecast Ultra streaming device, and just three access to Stadia Pro. And that is supposed to let you play games at Ultra HD 4K. But the only way to play Stadia games when it launched in November was to spend that up front. And there's supposed to be a free version at some point this year. But with most console games, you need the console to play the game, right? That's what you're buying. But with Stadia, you don't need a box, nor do you need a Chromecast Ultra or Stadia controller. You can play Stadia games on any laptop if you have the Chrome browser. You can connect any gamepad you want. You can just play with a keyboard and mouse if you want. So what are you paying $130 for? You're paying for access to the Stadia ecosystem. That's what you're playing for. $130 for access to a game store. A game store which is largely filled with games that are already available everywhere else, sometimes for less money. That is a pretty hard sell. Especially a hard sell with the kind of folks who buy games at launch. Gamers who own current game consoles. They own many of the games on the launch list. They're very distrustful for a brand new entrant into the video game industry. But still, there were thousands and thousands of folks that jumped in because it was Google. Google's changing the world. And, you know, when there are some glowing reviews that people did put in the beginning, and they were saying they're just shocked at how good things looked, that was in the very early days, and apparently there have been very little updates. They said, where's the voice chat? It's coming. It's not there. Voice chat, you can do that on your PS4 or your Xbox One. You don't even need a PC to voice chat. They don't have it. Nintendo says that, Nintendo has it on its Switch now, on its Switch Lite. So they say, how can there still be no, I don't need chat, but a lot of people do need chat. I mean, think about this. The 360 and the PS3 had voice chat. Those systems launched over 10 years ago. So there's no operating system. There's no dashboard. There's no way to use the controller wirelessly on a computer or with a smartphone. It has to be connected. If you have an iPhone, Stadia doesn't work there because it's not a Google phone. So listen, Google said you could watch a YouTube video of a game and then click a button and then jump right into that game. That sounds really fun. But for me, I just think about how reliant you have to be on the web for all your games. And, you know, it's cool when you see a guy holding a controller and then he has his Galaxy phone mounted on top of the controller and he's playing the game. I mean, that does look cool. But for me, I just I trust to have the actual hardware. And maybe that's old school. But, you know, these are early days. These are very early days on these things. And so that's why you can't really look at it and say it's been a failure. It's like saying, you know, television when it came out in World War II or the internet in the mid-90s. you know, and say, oh my gosh, it takes an hour to download a picture. The internet failed me. It's early days. I think at some point we won't need consoles, but I don't think that day is coming anytime soon. All right, let's take a look at the new releases this week. G.I. Joe War on Cobra. This is a game for your phone, iPhone and Android as well. Shadow Legend VR. This is coming out on the PS4 Action. Most of these are DLC. Caveman Chuck on the Switch, a platformer. Psycheo. Not Tokyo. Psycheo Shooting Stars Alpha. It's a shooter on the Switch. Ember, action game on the Switch. PC Sim, The Sims 4, Tiny Living Stuff Pack. Downloadable content. Moons of Madness, PS4 and Xbox One. That's an adventure game. Temtem is an RPG game on the PC. Soccer Tactics and Glory. This is on the Switch. Kingdom Hearts 3 Remind, R-E:MIND, PS4. Mosaic. This is a very interesting, I don't know, people would say Lovecraftian. They always think everything is Lovecraftian now, but it looks creepy, very weird. PS4, Switch, and Xbox One. The Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners. This is PS4 and PC. Also, Oddworld, Stranger's Wrath on the Switch in HD. Praetorians HD Remaster, a strategy game on the PC. We'll also have Commandos 2 HD Remaster on the PC as well. So those are the games coming out this week, and whenever a new game comes out, another game comes down the shelf, top shelf, bottom shelf, bargain bin. Everybody's a winner, winner, chicken dinner. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back, and we will do the cheat code. Send your requests to rick@sportsbyline.com.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. The Video Game Review. We'll close it out in our customary fashion by doing a cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Beth. Beth says, Rick, help me out. Not so much with a cheat, but how do I do the Mushroom Gorge shortcut? You know what I'm talking about. Well, I do know what you're talking about. That's Mario Kart. And that is a hard one. You at the start, you stay to the left and then go off the edge. And you will bounce on one mushroom and then another mushroom, and then you'll jump over a wooden fence. That takes a long time to master. And do you need a boost? Not a starting boost, but a mushroom boost would help. So once again, the Mushroom Gorge shortcut, stay to the left. When you go off the edge, you'll bounce on two mushrooms and then bounce over the wooden fence. There's also the Rainbow Road shortcut, which kind of is the same thing, except you go over a hole. That's if you have the boost. And then if you approach the figure eight on Rainbow Road, you keep heading towards the large hole in the track. And then if you boost, you'll fly over it, and then you can do a couple tricks. I'll throw this one at you. I learned this back in the day, the blue shell escape trick. If you like, if I can call it that. If you are ever in first place and you hear the shell warning coming, slam on your brakes. And that is not the reaction that I initially had. I forgot who told me this or where I read it. But don't worry about losing position. If you slam on your brakes, the blue shell will mess up everyone else that's behind you. And then you just drive past them. So, yes, it's actually to get ahead, you come to a complete stop. How's that for a couple of Mario Kart cheats for you right there? All right. Once again, thanks for tuning in. We do this once a week at this time. Coming up next is 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk before we do it all again. And, of course, let the Super Bowl hype begin now that we have our participants. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.